Most poor people in our region live in the suburbs, but that can make it hard to connect with services like food banks. Local nonprofit Food Lifeline is trying to solve that problem with a truck. For KUOW's Region of Boom team, Posey Gruner followed the truck and has this audio postcard.
So this is our beautiful truck. We're going to the Renton Housing Authority in Renton. So we have about close to 1,700 pounds of food, and it's pretty much all produce. Almost here. So you already got some of them lined up waiting. All right. I guess it's showtime.
Hi there, how are you? Good to see you. We have a great crowd today. It's wonderful.
Oh, Stanley. You're holding up the line.
I was flirting with the ladies. You know, the people work for the housing authority. You always flirt with them.
Hey, fine. Yeah. Okay, how about any pears?
Yeah, okay.
You can cut off some of those edges over there.
Do that.
Okay, oranges? Or little cuties?
Okay, I'll put it in this one here.
Small bag?
Yeah, a small bag. For a bachelor.
See you.
Bye, Sam.
Bye-bye.
God, this is work. Put it in the fridge, right? That's a melon, huh? That's a good one, I think. And this is a lime. These here are the avocados, because these are good. They're still solid, but they're green. It kind of gives me fat so I can gain some more weight. That's what I want to do. So I'll put these in a paper bag, 3 days, and I'll be ready.
That was Hillcrest resident Stan Simmons, volunteer Sally Cummings, and Food Lifeline driver Ronnie Schmidt.